First, people said that nobody would have a personal trainer. And now there's a huge, noisy crowd of personal trainers, fitness instructors, fitness gurus, social media fitness experts. And they're all sprouting loudly that they've got the best way to lose weight, get into shape, be healthy, fit and strong. So how do you, as a passionate fitness professional, stand out from the crowd? There are so many people giving advice, sharing information, telling people what to eat and how to exercise. How do you make sure that your unique and special message is actually heard and it helps people to do exactly what they want to do, which is to lose weight, get into great shape, be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their lives? And it seems pretty easy. If you want to stand out from the crowd, have a look what the crowd's doing and do exactly the opposite. Have a listen to what the crowd's saying and say exactly the opposite. Watch what they wear, watch what they say in social media, watch how they project themselves, and you'll find that being a professional is actually really easy. Because when you have a look at the word professional, when you look at people who are professionals, medical professionals, legal professionals, architects, accountants, engineers, they don't do what the people in the fitness industry are doing. They don't share their body with the world. They don't sprout forth loudly how you should build a house and how you should look after your legal challenges or how you should look after your medical challenges. They wait for people to come to them because they are professionals and they present themselves in a professional way. And ultimately, regardless of how you look or how you appear to the general public, it's about your in-depth knowledge. So the more knowledge you have and the more solid a foundation that knowledge is and the easier that you can share that knowledge with people, the more of an expert you become, the more likely you are to be specifically recognized in your field as the very best at what you do. So the highest paid medical professionals, the highest paid legal professionals, the highest paid accountants, the highest paid engineers and architects are people who know their stuff. And that's probably the easiest way to stand out in the fitness industry is to be a fitness professional who really knows your stuff. I've got an interesting thing to consider. If you were to go to the current experts, the social media fitness gurus, the people that are sprouting forth their ability to help people lose weight and get into shape, and they're talking loudly about pills and powders and programs and potions and their expertise. If you were to ask those people some simple questions like the origin, insertion, and action of the major muscles that they're telling people they can help grow or burn fat off, if you were to ask them what were the four macronutrients, where did they come from, how does the body use them, how does the body store them, how does the body burn them, if you were to ask them some basic anatomy and physiology questions of how the body works, how muscles and bones work, how fat gets burnt off the body, I think you might be surprised at how embarrassed they become because they don't know the answers. Now, that's not being derogatory towards people who are sharing their information with the world. It's just interesting that the fundamentals of helping people to lose weight, get into great shape and be healthy, fit and strong are mostly unknown by the people that are saying they know. So for you to be a top level fitness professional is really easy. Do you know your anatomy? Do you know your physiology? And not just know it, but do you understand it? And then can you explain it? And of course, the more simply you can explain it, the easier it is for people to understand, the more they'll believe that you are the expert. Because remember, it's the genius that can take something really complicated and make it really simple and easy to understand. If you listen to the current gurus who are sprouting forth information, you'll find that they're using big words and technical strategies and the pills and powders and potions that they're sharing are full of chemicals and ingredients that most of us probably don't even know what they are. But the geniuses of being healthy, fit and strong will take something really complicated and make it really simple and easy to understand. So for you to stand out from the noisy crowd, All you need to do is know your stuff and be able to explain it really simply. And there's this great expression that when you're sharing information with people, if they can walk away from your information and say this, that sounds easy, I can do that. I'm going to say that again. That sounds easy, I can do that. And that in itself will help you stand out from the noisy crowd, because most of the programs are so complicated and involve such complicated ways to move your body and classes you have to do and programs you have to stick to and complicated eating plans that you have to weigh and measure and count your food and percentage of macronutrients, and it's all very complicated. So if you can keep it really simple, that in itself will help you stand out from the crowd. And the only way that you'll be able to make it simple is if you know your stuff. So I've got a challenge for you. As a fitness professional, do you want people to believe that you know your stuff? Do you want them to know that you are qualified, that you have an in-depth understanding of how the human body works, the anatomy, and not just the anatomy, but functional anatomy, functional. How does the body actually work? How does the body actually put on muscle size, burn fat, get fit, get into great shape? And if you know that, and if you understand it, and if you can share it simply with a very big world of people that need your help, then you will stand out from the very noisy crowd of people that seem to be regurgitating other people's opinions. They're regurgitating and screaming out almost, this is what you should do it my way. And they're telling people what to do and exactly how to do it. But ultimately, and here's the next challenge, if you can get people to understand how their own body works and get them to make the right choices for themselves rather than needing a guru to tell them exactly what to eat and when to eat and how to eat and how to exercise and how many times a day to eat and how many times a week to exercise. If people can think for themselves, if you can get people conscious of what's going to work for them, what's the best food for them to eat to perform at their best peak performance, what's the best exercise program for them that they can stick to for the rest of their lives, so that not that they'll lose weight for a short period of time, but they will actually be healthy, fit, strong and lean for the rest of their lives. How do we get people to think for themselves? And of course, that again is the genius of an expert who understands how the human body works, because you won't be telling people what to do. You'll be asking them the right questions that will get them to think for themselves, because no great program tells people what to do or tells people what to think. The greatest program is in the world, the greatest education in the world is the one that gets you to think for yourself. So you can tell yourself what you need to do to get your body into great shape. And that's what the expert is really, the person that helps people to think for themselves. So if you want to stand out from the noisy crowd, don't tell people what to do, get them to think for themselves. And be an expert in what you do. Know your stuff. Don't just repeat and be the expert in somebody else's opinion. Actually know how the human body works and how to get it healthy, fit and strong. Your body and everybody else's body. And then you'll be able to ask the right questions that will get people to think for themselves, and then they'll get the results that they need. And then they will know that you're the person that can help them. You're not just part of the noisy crowd that's screaming out, do what I tell you to do.